Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. Excellent show today as we start to wrap up the month. Okay, so if you guys have not listened to some of our podcasts throughout our success frenzy during the month, this month of March, then I encourage you to go back and choose your topics and listen to some of your favorites or listen to the shows that will give you the information and inspiration that you feel you need to stay the course, get back on track, and really just become so super inspired about the goals that you set for 2018. Now, we are about to go into April. Does it get any better than that? I'm thinking no. The time is really marching on. Okay, that's a pun, but it wasn't intended. So we have to be excited about our goals and stay excited throughout the entire year. And I can assure you that if you're one of those people who's getting results, then you probably are super excited. So the object of the game is to keep your resolve, strengthen your resolve. If you're not one of the people who are getting the results that you had hoped for, and it's not going exactly the way you want it to go, there are different things that you can do to correct that so that you can get back on track and get to where it is you want to be. Now, with that being said, first of all, I'm going to tell you our topic for today, and then we are going to find out what April is going to be all about. Today, we're going to talk about embracing no and expecting yes. So for all of you that are who own your own business, you are thinking about owning your own business, or you are in sales, this show will excite you and hopefully ignite you into going towards your highest and best and beating your sales record or beating your product sales record or whatever record you have when it comes to moving your product or services. So I'm going to give you some insight into why you want to embrace the word no. And it goes beyond just the obvious answers. So with that being said, let's talk about April, and then we're going to learn to embrace no and expect yes. Okay. First of all, during the month of April, we're going to talk about feeding your mind, or we're going to continue to feed your mind. So this month we created a success frenzy. So I gave you tips for achieving success and meeting every goal. So now it's time to strengthen that resolve. Once you learn some of the things that you need to do, and sometimes we know what to do, but the object of the game is not just about knowing what to do. It's also about having the strength, the discipline, and resolving that we're going to do it. And it's also about opening up so that you can, in fact, achieve more. So this requires discipline, and the discipline to focus, and also permission, you giving yourself permission to grow and achieve and get to where it is you want to be. In April, what is this saying? April showers bring May flowers. So we're going to shower you with information that will feed your mind. And so you're going to get power pellets. I like that phrase, so I thought I'd use it. Might be a little corny, but I thought I'd use it anyway. So you're going to get those power pellets to really strengthen your resolve to keep going and to move forward. So it's all about, okay, and here it comes, fertilizing what you need to fertilize so that you can make your goals grow. Okay, so can you guys tell them all about planting stuff right now? Okay, because this is springtime and the flowers are starting to, actually, you know, here in Jacksonville, a lot of the flowers are already starting to blossom. So that April showers thing is probably going to bring more May flowers than we already have. Okay, but it is really important to understand what it means to strengthen your resolve so that you can get to where it is you want to be. It's not always about knowing what to do, because there are people who know what to do, but at the same time, they're not moving forward the way that they can. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I'm going to provide you with some solutions, several solutions, and you can choose your option in April and start making things happen even bigger. Because here it is, we are going into the second quarter. So April marks the start of the second quarter. Now, you want to make sure that you listen to our podcast in the month of April, the first few podcasts. And of course, I want you to listen to the entire month of April, but our first few podcasts, because we're going to start up by kind of setting the tone for the second quarter of this year. Okay, let's talk about embracing no and expecting yes. You know, the smoothest ways to boost your service and move product is to not be afraid of someone saying no to what you have to offer. Of course, that's not true today. A lot of times, or it's been like that probably since the beginning of sales, where people are, they have something great to offer, and when someone says no, then they kind of allow that to cause them to back off whatever great service that they have. So it's important that we learn to get comfortable with no. So getting comfortable by embracing no and expecting yes is the key to you taking your sales, the sales of your services or your products, to another level. It's also the key to you being able to build a sales team and teaching them to thrive also. So when we don't feel comfortable or we get embarrassed when someone says no, then we might shy away from asking others to purchase what we have to offer. So you really want to get comfortable with someone saying no to you. The key is to gain perspective on what no means to your business and why you should get excited when someone says no. So I'm going to discuss three reasons to embrace no and expect yes. Now, here's an obvious reason that's been floating around in the sales industry for years. The first one is, for every no you get closer to a yes. So we hear that, and if you're in sales, you may have heard that. Oh, don't worry about the no's. So just think about, for every no, you will get closer to a yes. When I was with the direct sales company, one of the challenges that I gave my unit and is to go out and get as many no's as possible. So that was a kind of a task that I gave them, and the person who came back with the most no's got a prize. And so it was interesting, and we discussed how they felt about that. And of course, what they did discover is that it was really hard to get a string of no's to the point where no one ever said yes. And so they did discover that after so many no's, someone said, yeah, I think I'd like to purchase something. So you could put that idea in your head that for every no, you get closer to a yes. But there's more to it than that, than just that obvious reason that's been floating around in our industry or in the sales industry for years. So there's a lot more that goes into no. So this brings me to my second point. Now, the second reason that you want to learn to embrace no is because when you understand what the no is all about, then now you don't necessarily look forward to no's, because it's important to expect yes, someone to say yes to what it is you have to offer, but you understand what that no is telling you. And that's the key, is to understand, what is that no telling you about your sales technique, about the service that you're offering, or the product that you're selling, or the customers that you're approaching. So you want to ask yourself some questions about, you know, why am I getting so many no's? It's not just about allowing your ego to say, see, they're hurting our feelings because they're saying no to what we have to offer. Now, when it comes to no, it's important to understand that if you are selling a product or offering a service of some kind and someone says no, that they're not really saying no to you. Now, I've heard that from the beginning when I got into sales. Hey, they're not saying no to you. They're saying no to the product. They're saying no to the service. But you know what? Sometimes they're saying no to you. Okay, because there are people that I have said no to because I didn't like their vibe and I didn't like how they were approaching me and I didn't like the things that they were saying to me. For example, because I'm an African-American woman, sometimes salespeople would think that, okay, I need to speak to her in a certain dialect. I need to speak to her with broken English, and I need to use a lot of slang, and I need to say, you know, what's up, what's going on, and, you know, and I need to do that. And you know what? That's like a big turnoff for me. Why? Because you're stereotyping me, and I got a thing about that. People are people based on their personality, based on how they carry themselves and how they present themselves to you. So it's important that you listen to that person that you're dealing with. And that was kind of it was an automatic no from me. Now, so it wasn't about the product. And so they weren't just, I wasn't saying no to the product. I was saying no to them. So that's kind of a myth that when people say, oh, they're not saying no to you. They're saying no to what you're offering. No, sometimes they're saying no to you. So you want to understand what that no is telling you about your sales technique and or about your service that you're offering or the product or the customers that you are approaching. Ask yourself questions. You know, this is why the right type of sales training may be necessary. If you're listening to this and you're in sales and you are in business and you say, wow, I don't know why my sales aren't going where I need them to go. I'm not sure why my sales team is not performing the way I want them to perform. Then perhaps it's because of the technique. Perhaps it could be the product or service, or perhaps it's the how the customers are being approached. So the right type of sales training may be necessary for you. Now, the beautiful part is that when it comes to getting that sales training, you can actually get what you need. Now, we have a sales program that's coming up. And if you're interested in participating in that program, because any of you that know who participate in any of my online courses, online coaching, any of that, you know that I limit the number of people. Could I make more money? Yes. Is it about that? No, it's about me giving you the best service. It's about me being able to answer your questions and being able to get back to you in a timely manner. So we limit the number of people we let in each course. It's kind of like a semester, if you will. And so if you want to learn more or get the right type of sales training, go to designingyourlifetoday.com /get results. And you can click on one of our online courses and or our online courses page there. And you can register and say, yes, I'm interested. And when we start our session, and because this is something I'm doing for the first time. So when I start that session, then you will be notified once we set the date. Because I'm doing it for the first time, I want to make sure that we have a full class. And so if we have a full class, then it becomes worth your time. It becomes worth my time. And it's great to be able to connect, for you to connect with other salespeople and learn lots of tips and techniques that will help you to thrive in your business. You know, I want to say this, and then we're going to get to our final point. With a lot of the different brick and mortar businesses that are closing down, a lot of them are going to online businesses, and a lot of people are setting up their businesses online, but they're still not thriving. They're still not making the sales. They're still not making the money. And even if you spend a boatload of money, a lot of them are spending tons of money advertising on Facebook. And because of that, because they're spending a lot of their money on that, without understanding or having the right techniques to move the product, to introduce the product, to sell the product, because no matter how you slice it, you still need to do that unless you have a lot of money and you're going to play that the numbers game. And even then, you have to have a quality product. So if you want to kind of cut through all of that in terms of wasting your money and spending it on ads without having the right techniques, because those ads are great when you spend the money. Okay, but when you actually make the real connection, you need to be able to deliver. And so that's a big part of what our course is going to be about. So you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results and you can register and say, yes, I'm interested in this. And as I said, if you're interested, then we're of course going to, if we get enough people interested, then I will teach that course. And I've taught a lot of people how to become top producers in their industry, people who were not producing at all. So I'm patting myself on the back a little bit, but I'm letting you guys know I'm very good at this. Not because I say so, but because I have the results to back it up. If you want to see some of the testimonials, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, get results. And when you click on the online courses, little icon there, you can scroll down and you'll see some of the testimonials. You can also see a lot of testimonials on my website at patcouncil.com, my speaker site. So check it out. Okay, now let's get to our final point. Now, we've talked about the fact that for every no, you get closer to a yes. We also talked about understanding what that no is telling you about your sales technique and your service, the service or product that you're offering, or the customers that you're approaching. So you've heard about this, and I suggested that you want to connect with the right type of sales training. And when you get the right sales training, you're going to thrive because you're going to have a certain confidence level and a certain comfort level. So when people say, well, you should come out of your comfort zone, yes, but you should be comfortable enough to where you can squash your fears and move forward. So you'll learn a lot in our training course. Okay, now here is another point, because I want to talk about expecting yes. This is a not so obvious reason for getting a no. When we actually go into or start selling, you don't go in expecting the customer or the client to say no. Now, you expect them to say yes, but after you get a string of no's, it's easy to stop expecting people to say yes. So when you get to that point where you stop expecting people to say yes, now your whole demeanor, the way you carry yourself, the energy that's emanating from you, or the vibrations, if you will, and just overall your overall delivery at that point is sending like huge flags, red flags that says, say no to me, say no. Or, you know, like the big signs. You ever seen the cartoon where the guy holds the sign up and it's like you're holding up this animated sign that's flashing, no, no, say no, because I'm not confident enough to provide you with excellent service, or I'm really not confident in my product. So you actually go in at some point expecting the customer or the client to say no. And when you get a no, now it just reinforces what you bought into in your own mind. So never stop expecting people to say yes. If you believe you have a good product, if you believe you have a great service to offer, then never stop expecting people to say yes. And it doesn't matter how many no's you get. And as I said, you know, if you're getting a lot of no's, then take the time to analyze it. Don't just shut down and go, oh, this is not for me. If you really like the product, I thought it was, but it isn't. If you, even if the product is not that great, or you don't, you're not that excited about the product. You jumped into some, let's say, some direct sales company because they gave you this really great show up front. Oh, I make $1 million a year and I've made $10 million over my career. And that excites you because now you can see yourself making that kind of money. Now, does it mean that you won't make it? No. But here's the thing. If you're just going into it just for the money, at some point, your excitement level about that product, your excitement level, your why is not strong enough, okay, to sustain you. Because the minute you start getting no's, you start thinking, wow, that person up front made it sound like it was super easy. That person didn't really give me the real snapshot of what I'm going through here. So at some point, you start getting those no's and you forget to expect yes. So you really have to have a product that you believe in. And of course, there's some other mechanics that go into kind of refining everything and being excited about getting to yes. So with that being said, I could go on and on about sales. I really love teaching it, talking about it, because in this day and time, understand this. Even if you say, oh, I hate sales, know this. You are selling something. The object of the game is for you to be in control of what you're selling. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have except to remind you again, if you feel like you need some more insight into that area and you want more information about, you know, refining your sales technique so that you can get to where it is you want to be, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/ get results, or just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, click on get results there in the menu section and click on online courses, and you can register to say, hey, send me some more information about this. And so once we get enough people saying send me information, then we will jumpstart that course. Also, the beautiful part about our courses is that we also kind of surprise you by bringing people in and helping you, providing you with the information that will help you get to where it is you want to be. And these are people who are thriving in their industry. So we have lots of little secrets that step in to some of our courses. Okay. With that being said, you guys, that is all I have for you today. This is Thriving Thursday. So I want you guys to have an amazing weekend and enjoy your weekend in a big way, and come back for April, the month of April, where we are going to really shower you. Yes, April showers. We're going to shower you with a lot of information. Not a lot of information, but we're going to shower you with what you need so that you can kind of strengthen your resolve to achieve, so that things can really blossom for you. Yep, I got my flower metaphors going today. So things can really blossom for you. Listen, enjoy your weekend and do life with power.